You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Erica Demon was still a student at San Francisco's Academy of Art when she took the first picture that would become part of her first photography exhibit. The collection, which she slowly built over 2 years, is now showing at the Berkeley Art Museum. It's called Silhouettes, and it's a portrait series dedicated to African women in diaspora. KLW's Claire Strempel tells us more.
Erica Demon gasps as she walks into her solo exhibition for the first time.
My God. I mean, sometimes I have to pinch myself. It is actually the first time I've seen them all in a room together, all 30 pieces framed.
Larger-than-life portraits of Black women fill the walls.
So the show is about Black femininity. It is kind of guiding the audience to think about expectations and how we understand a person when we look at a face.
The images look similar from a distance because of the high contrast. In fact, they seem black and white. But move closer. It isn't until you're standing right up close that you can see color and definition. The highlights in a lock of hair, the specific curve of an eyelid, or the attitude and posture that makes each silhouette an individual person.
That's definitely my intention, is to kind of, on first glance, make people feel that they're looking at something that they've seen before and that may be black and white, for example, but then to kind of be drawn into the work and realize the individuality of all of the women.
Demon's heritage is Jamaican and English. Back in school, she wanted to shoot a portrait series connecting subjects from the African diaspora, people from around the world with African heritage. So she set up her camera, backdrop, and lights in a studio at school, and then
I would literally go out onto the street and wait for women to walk past me that I believed were from the African diaspora or had one parent from the African diaspora.
Her breakthrough moment came when she saw a woman named Fatou Sek at a Mission District bar called Little Baobab. Demon invited her back to the academy to model for the project.
I saw her as a silhouette in my viewfinder. I just knew straight away that it was an important image for a woman of color to be within, because it was so kind of, it was really traditionally created for the European, for the white European. It gives me a chance to kind of go back and try and re-articulate all those words associated with features and characters such as strength and nobility, to kind of come back and give that to women of color and to Black women.
Demon works in a small, bright studio near the ballpark in San Francisco. Two portraits from the show dominate the metal wall across from her desk. One of the portraits is a woman with braids piled sculpturally on her head.
I project a peaceful and comfortable position.
Her eyes are cast down. Her lips are slightly parted. The two portraits are positioned so it looks like the women are looking at each other. The second portrait is a contrast to the serenity of the first.
I kind of half don't want to use the word of pride, but I feel that there is definitely a different presence and a pride within her positioning.
That woman is Ruby Rosas.
Well, I'm at a complete side profile. My eyes are looking completely straightforward. No, not smiling, more stoic, but kind of more strong in a sense.
At the gallery, Rosas looks small standing next to her huge portrait. She laughs and confesses that under her stoic pose, she had some insecurities.
Well, to be very honest, I didn't wear deodorant that day, so I was like, I wonder if she can smell my pits. It's funny, because at that point in my life, I was going through a lot of crazy, rough times. It was like a transitional place for me. It's like a pivotal, like, what are my next steps?
But she and Demon agree that strength is a running theme in the works.
In order to be a more liberated Black woman in this country, you don't have to be exactly angry or portray yourself as super angry. You can portray yourself as strong. You can portray yourself as still soft, but can still persevere.
Demon wants that strength to come through in her work because she says it has been underrepresented in the past.
You know, when you look at art history, you know, it's rare to see a black woman in a position on the wall of power. You know, it's very clear that our position has maybe not been elevated or emphasized. So for me, I wanted to say, well, these women can be everything that everyone else can be on this planet.
She says that this work is important now because society is still asking tough questions about how women and people of color are treated.
I mean, it feels very timely, and I think because the work pulls from art history, this is a vision for the future, for now and for the future.
Demon turns her attention to a photograph on the first wall of the exhibit.
I love this woman.
Her subject's face is luminous, her chin tilted up. As we get closer, we can see that her short hair is gray. Demon looks at the portrait and says she sees warmth, vulnerability,
dignity and gravitas. She reminds me a little bit of my mom, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why it's a favorite of mine.
There's softness in her bare shoulders and the exposed nape of her neck, but resolve in her unwavering gaze that extends to some unknown place outside of the frame. In Berkeley, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.